Okay, everybody, Kel Weinhold from The Professor's Inn. Before we get started on today's podcast, I just want to take a minute to recognize our sponsors. And for us, the sponsors are actually not corporations or businesses or universities, which would certainly love to be here, but instead individuals like you who want to support the podcast. $3.99 a month, you can pop over to bit.ly/ourpod, bit.ly/ourpod, and join up. For $3.99 a month, for that you get access to our private social network. You get to join our Friday Lives, where we do a half an hour talking on all sorts of subjects. We make available a free webinar every month, and we have AMAs and are just basically available for you to talk to. And to be clear, this supports the podcast itself and the resources it takes to make it going, including wages. So if you want to be part of that, join on up.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Professor's Inn podcast. I am Dr. Karen Kelski, and as always, I'm delighted you're here with us today.
And I am Kel Weinhold, and I am the productivity coach for the Professor's Inn, which is pertinent this week because we are going to spend this podcast talking about a program that I designed about 5 years ago called Unstuck, the Art of Productivity. And as Karen so righteously said to me, we've been podcasting for over a year, and we've never just spent a podcast talking about some of the services we provide. So it's okay to do that today. And that's what we're going to do. Mm-hmm. So we're going to talk about Unstuck, which I reference here all the time. And mm-hmm. I realize, well, people may not know what it is. And you can go read about it on the website, but that doesn't really say what it is. So that's what we're going to do today.
Yeah. And by talking about it, whether you end up joining Unstuck or not, the Unstuck program, you're going to get some insights about productivity from our conversation, because by describing what the program does, we're actually giving you some great insights from the program about how you psych yourself out to get work done.
Right.
But I know that's not it, because that sounds like you're tricking yourself, and it's actually quite the opposite. You're the opposite of tricking. You're telling the truth to yourself, but in a way, our brains are so wired to a bunch of kind of self-mystifications and things that Unstuck kind of breaks through those and gets to your real motivations and your real truths. And that's why it's so effective.
And if you find yourself just about ready to turn off whatever button, switch, dial, I do want to reiterate, we're going to talk about the sort of core values that make it all work, and also let you know that at the end of the podcast, here's a teaser, I'll provide a way for you to get a 25% discount for the May session if you'd like to join. All right. So here's the thing. Go ahead.
Well, I just want to say that I am the Unstuck program's greatest fan because, and I'm entirely in the fan subject position because I don't understand it. I sit on the outside of it and look at it. I am continually mystified by it and impressed by it. And just kind of like, you know, like a true fan, I just kind of sit out there and say, yay, wow, you're so cool. I don't understand why this works, but it's so cool. Right. And basically, yeah, I tell everybody about it all the time. It's not, you know, it's your program. You made it. You run it. But it works. I mean, all I see from the outside are the successes. All the people that you've worked with who have gotten tenure, who have gotten their books written and published, who have gotten their articles off, submitted and published, or even just submitted itself, which is a massive accomplishment, right. Who have gotten their dissertations finished. I'm kind of working backward.
Right.
And basically, and at the same time, have done it without falling prey to the fetishization of hyper-productivity of the academy, and have kept their evenings and their weekends to themselves.
Yes.
It's like a miracle.
Or at least working toward that all the time instead of working away from it.
Yeah.
So I think I appreciate that. You know, it's always nice to hear somebody cheer on something that you did. And I also think you're a great sort of mark, or what's the right word? You're sort of you're a great straw man, straw woman, straw person, because you're not the person that the program's for, right? You actually don't tend to run into, you don't get stuck writing. You get overwhelmed by outside circumstances. But when you sit down and write, you just write. Mm-hmm. So I think that for folks who do that, first of all, I think they become the model of what everybody does when most people are not. Most people are sitting in their offices thinking everyone else is writing. Mm-hmm. They're forgetting to do the tally at the end and notice how many people are also unpublished. So I mean, I think that it's always great to have you in the conversation because it just reminds everybody that, that there are people out there who can just sort of do that stuff, but they're not normal. I mean, I'm not saying you're not normal, but I think that, that you're the model people compare themselves against.
I think that that may, that is in some ways true.
Yeah.
And in other ways, I mean, I think it's classic. It's more complicated than that because I never got my second academic monograph written.
Oh, true.
I did not.
Right.
And the reason I didn't is I could have. I had enough time. I mean, it was a, yeah, no, I had enough time. If my life hadn't disintegrated into a shambles, I could have, but my life disintegrated into a shambles and I didn't. You know, that's something I continue to be kind of embarrassed about.
Mm-hmm. But that's a perfect segue to the whole Unstuck project. So those of you out there to whom I'm speaking to the people who think of themselves as failing to do something. They think of themselves as missing goals, saying they're going to write, saying they're going to finish a book. They have a deadline for a dissertation or a book or a chapter or an article that is so far in the rearview mirror that, and the shame they carry with it is so tremendous, which is, you're a great segue into mm-hmm. that, right? So that one of the things that I'm really interested in is the thing that you're opening the door for, and is the one of the three core values of Unstuck, which is to tell the truth, right? Mm-hmm. So you in one side can say, I could have written that book, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. The next sentence is, if my life hadn't fallen right. apart, which means you couldn't have written the book, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Because your life was really, really unstable at that time, right? So the first thing I want people to do and the first thing that the whole project is built on is tell the truth about the life you're living rather than the life you wish you were living. Because one of the reasons people get stuck mm-hmm. and they don't move forward is they keep waiting it for it to be the moment mm-hmm. that they either imagined or once had, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I used to have hours to write. Well, guess what?
Yeah, now you have I had kids, right?
Or before I
got diagnosed with a chronic condition, or before the pandemic, or
right, or before I got a tenure track job, mm-hmm. or before I did whatever. I used to be able to have that. So sometimes it's a longing for what was,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes it's a longing for what sold,
mm-hmm.
right? Like I'm going to get to the point that to that mythical place mm-hmm. where my writing comes from inspiration, mm-hmm. which, by the way, I just think is crap.
Mm-hmm.
And the moments I will have 6 hours to write. I'm waiting for that mythical 4 hour block, 5 hour block, the writing retreat, right? Everybody who's a writer I know has somewhere in their little heart, I'm just going to get to go to that. And it pick your space, right? It's the cabin in the woods. It's the apartment in New York. It's the bungalow in Maine. By the sea. Mine is constantly,
the Mackenzie River.
The Mackenzie River, right? If I could just get to the Mackenzie and I could just have a little.
Which is an hour away.
Which is two hours away.
But does
your life allow you to just say, hey, you know, the Mackenzie's 2 hours away. They have cabins there. Well, guess what? I have a life and they're expensive and, blah, blah, blah.
I know.
But we're waiting for that magical moment. So the first, the core value. So first of all, let me just back up. Unstuck is a 12-unit course, a 12-step course in rewriting the way you work. Mm-hmm. It is a way for you to work through how you work, to come up with a system that works for you.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, it's structured around an academic piece. So you move through the 12 steps, through methods and through discussion. And there's, every week, because it had to have a structure,
mm-hmm.
is rests on some part of an academic piece of work.
Mm-hmm.
It's all really contrived in my mind. I mean, I shouldn't say that out loud, but I had to give it a structure, so I gave it something that was familiar to people. But what I'm more interested in is what you're doing with your own mind around each of mm-hmm. those things. So that means anybody can do it, right? It can be a chapter of a book. It can be a dissertation. A lot of times people look at it and say, but I'm doing a whole dissertation and this looks like an article, or I'm doing this and it looks like that. But the truth is any academic piece of writing has the same components
mm-hmm.
and you just have to work on it in the size chunk that you're working.
Mm-hmm.
So first of all, let's just put that over the side. So in that 12-step program, notice it's a 12-step program that is not without...
Not arbitrary.
Not arbitrary, because I feel like it's a recovery program.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a recovery of yourself in the academy mm-hmm. and your process and your way of doing it.
And recovery from toxicity yes. and recovery from, I'm going to say it, an addiction to, I mean, this is a metaphorical use of the word addiction, but it's a kind of addiction to overwork, to external validation.
Yeah.
I mean, inadequate. Right.
We could go super deep and, you know, this is for therapy, guys. So don't come to Unstuck for this, but do it with therapy, mm-hmm. Unstuck with therapy. But it's also an addiction to, or a conditioning to, instead mm-hmm. of addiction, it's like a conditioning to feeling inadequate, mm-hmm. An addiction to trying to get someone else to tell you you're okay.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
So what I'm interested in is helping people figure out in their work how to stop looking for other people to tell them they're okay, yeah, which yep. is counter to the entire academy.
It is.
Right? So I'm just basically in a fight with the academy all day, every day, and capitalism and all that stuff.
Right.
So first thing I ask people to do, especially in the first week or so, the first week, is I ask them to start telling the truth. Like, tell the truth about your life.
Mm-hmm.
Tell the truth about really what's your day look like. Mm-hmm. I mean, I have a time map that I have people do. I have them write down all the stories they tell themselves about mm-hmm. writing. I haven't read enough. I don't have enough time. Mm-hmm. Nobody's going to want to read it. It's not going to get finished. All those stories that work against us, and how can we rewrite those, number one. Mm-hmm. So the first part
and
is
also,
really...
Isn't also part of the tell the truth of that thing about, well, I didn't write for an hour yesterday, so yeah. I'm going to write for 2 hours right. today?
Right. So there's two types, to my mind, there's two types of tell the truth.
Uh-huh.
One is tell the truth about your lived experience. Like, guess what? I have a chronic illness. I can't work at mm-hmm. the level that other people work. Mm-hmm. When that's happening and we run up against the conflict between that and what our work demands, there's a reckoning and there's a grief.
Mm-hmm.
But if we keep ignoring it, the whole system suffers.
The harm intensifies
to yourself. Mm-hmm. But I am very interested in stop telling lies about what you're actually doing. Like people who tell me, like, I have all summer off to write.
Right. Right. Right.
Liar.
Right. That's such a good example. I'm going to write in winter break. And I always hear you on these calls. And it's like, okay. So first of all, now let's pretend this is pre-pandemic. We could adjust it for pandemic as well. But let's say, okay, so you're traveling to see your family, right?
Right.
Yes. Well, how long's that trip? How long are you going to be there? Well, when you're at your parents' house, do you think you're going to write? Well, no. Okay. So you don't have all winter break. You actually, if it's 2 weeks, you have 1 week is going to be on this visit. Now you get back. What's going to happen after you get back? And it's like, well, I have to unpack. I have to do all the laundry. I have to do this. I have to prepare the class. I have to finish the syllabus for the next semester.
Right.
It's like, okay, so how many days of winter break do you actually have?
Right. And in those days that you have, how many hours do
how
you actually
have?
How many
hours in those days?
So you may say, like, no, literally, Kel, I blocked off 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. I don't have anything else going on. All right. Or do you live by yourself? Do you live with other people? Do you have mm-hmm. other things that, oh, yeah, well, I'm doing this mm-hmm. and I have this and I have. So what I'm just trying to get people, like, notice where you're setting yourself up.
Right.
The other place I see people set themselves up is they say, I'm writing my article. No, you're not. Mm-hmm. Nobody's ever sat down and written an article. I've never seen it happen.
Mm-hmm.
They sit down and they write a paragraph or a sentence or a section, right? Mm-hmm. I'm working on my book. No, mm-hmm. you're not. And if you tell yourself I'm working on my book, your brain is like, that is too big. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to write
running
a book.
Hide,
I've never
hide.
Written. Yeah. Hide. Let's go watch Netflix.
Yeah.
So if we tell the truth, which is I'm trying to sort out chapter one of this book.
Uh-huh.
I'm outlining the book.
Mm-hmm.
I'm figuring out the key points that I want to deliver in chapter three.
Mm-hmm.
Like I spent time on a call the other day with someone sorting out chapter three of their book. We were talking through. And it was a whole half an hour discussion of what's the structure of the book.
Mm-hmm.
There was, so if.
But there's also, but now wait though, because, and we have to also keep, well, I feel like this is going into your other thing, which is that you make in the Unstuck program, you make a clear distinction between planning, outlining, thinking, researching, reading, and clickety-clickety new words on a blank page.
Right.
And also editing, by the way, editing pre-written words.
Right. So that's part of the tell the truth.
Okay, so that's also part of tell the truth.
Right.
Okay.
You're not writing. Quit saying you're writing.
So you had just said, oh, I'm planning chapter three, but that's not writing.
Right.
And that you have to do it, and it needs its own scheduling. It needs its time in the plan, of course.
Right.
But it isn't writing. And so tell the truth about what is the writing so that you can just be I don't know, be honest with yourself, and therefore you don't judge yourself as much at the end of the day either.
Right. Well, and the other, here's another part of, let me flip that a little bit on the tell the truth. If you tell the truth that you're not writing in that hour, you're planning in that hour, then you don't get to the end of that hour and say, I haven't written anything.
Right. Instead of, wow, I just planned this chapter.
Right. So I just spent an hour sorting out chapter three.
Right.
Do you have a new word? No. But that wasn't the goal. So you have to get, so I push people the whole program to what are you really doing in the time you're setting aside?
Mm-hmm.
Which gets to the second sort of pillar, leg of the chair, stool, whatever you want to call it. I'm constantly trying to figure out what am I going to call them. But
I think a three-legged stool works pretty well.
Yeah, I have come to call them the values, but that seems really intense. So yes, core, the legs of the stool. So the other one is realistic expectations that you make based on telling the truth.
Right.
So now.
Right. Because you know you only have, you know, X number of days in winter break and X number of hours in each of those days.
Right.
Then you can tell the truth of what's realistically possible.
Right. You can realistically say, okay. Mm-hmm. So one of the things that I find, and I have an article about this on the blog, I find that people, academics in particular, who are not used to writing on a real deadline, but a pretend deadline, like June is a deadline, which just never ceases to amaze me. What's a deadline? June.
It's so funny when journalists interact with academics. It's just hilarious. Like,
that's not a deadline. But when in June? Sometime at the end. Okay.
And not really, because it could just as well be July.
Hello, Wall Street Journal. I'm going to publish sometime on Tuesday. What's your deadline? Tuesday. So I'm very confused by that. But I find that academics set their when they'll deliver something based on magic, right? So if you can't realistically say what you can do, then you can't say, yes, I can have that article to you by the end of September. Mm-hmm. But it's like, I'll have it to you, pick a number out there, a date out there. And so one of the things I'm trying to train people to do in Unstuck is to measure their productivity so they can answer honestly about when they can finish something, answer themselves and outside sources, right? So in, go ahead.
Well, I just realized that you also didn't say something I often hear you say, which is this telling the truth thing is telling the truth to yourself so that you trust yourself.
Yes.
So now
yes.
we're going back to the first leg of the stool, which is telling the truth. But why are you doing it? It's not just a pragmatic thing. It's not just a planning thing. It's an integrity thing and a trust thing of trusting yourself.
Right. Which is actually the third.
Oh, is it?
Because it actually segues nicely into it, right? Okay. So you set these realistic expectations, but you still have to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you haven't been doing it, you're right. You have like
broken
obliterated,
your promise to yourself.
Right. And you have no integrity of self, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're the person who said that you were going to show up for coffee and didn't show up. And then they went again and didn't show up and then didn't show up. And it's like, how many times are you going to go back and wait at that cafe for that person who said they were coming? Mm-hmm. So you have done that to yourself around your writing, right? So the only way to rebuild trust, the only way to rebuild integrity is through living amends. We're back to the 12-step thing again. Mm-hmm. But basically, it's showing up and rebuilding it. So the third thing is small, measurable goals.
Mm-hmm.
So people get spun out on this part of Unstuck at the very beginning until they become a little fanatical about it. Like, no, this is really it. Is instead of these big, huge blocks of time, instead of like, I'm going to set aside 4 hours, for the first couple weeks of the course, I ask you not to write more than 15 minutes a day.
Mm-hmm.
Because I want you to have the practice of saying, this is the time I'm going to set. This is what I'm going to do in that time, and I'm going to get it done.
Mm-hmm.
And to do that over and over again in these small little ways that you can start to trust that you'll show up for yourself.
Right. Interesting.
So that's really where that building integrity again thing comes from, is small, measurable goals that you meet.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, the big push is, I can't write 15 minutes a day and get this done. I'll never get it done.
And everybody does. So please just believe us when we tell you that that actually works. Now, before we go any further, well, you've talked about the three principles, but I want you to explain what actually, if a person signed up for Unstuck, what would happen? Because, right, we've kept it really abstract. But what are the concrete stages of the program?
So you sign up, you get an email that says welcome. It gives you an invitation into the social media network because you become part of a private social media network that you get to be in a conversation with everybody who wants to be involved. And there's a couple thousand people who've signed up over the last few years. There's probably you know, 50 people super active at any given point in the conversation, and people come and go, people mm-hmm. leave it, they come back. Mm-hmm. So you sign up for that. You get the first Monday of the month, following whatever time you set up, you sign up. The first Monday of the month, your emails start, and you get an email every day. And the email is basically just a, hey, come over here, with a link in it to go to the course website. The course material is dripped, so it's dripped Monday through Friday. You can't get new material on the weekends, folks, because I don't want you working on the weekends. So it drips Monday through Friday, one email a day, and the section opens up. Each day, each module, whatever you want to call it, each lesson, because it's an online course, so it's, you know, course, module, lesson. So each lesson includes three things. It includes a blog post where I write about whatever it is that's that day. Actually, it starts with a little consider this, and it's a little thing for you to ponder, mm-hmm. right? And it's, I mean, it runs the gamut from a Buddhist teaching to a just idea mm-hmm. to whatever. Blog post. And then there's anywhere, then there's a coaching video, and that coaching video is anywhere from 2 to 6 minutes mm-hmm. on everything you could possibly think of. You know, it's, there are.
Based on your many, many years of right. coaching
right.
individual clients, which incidentally, this program comes from your coaching of individual right. clients and seeing what people consistently get hung up on.
Well, and it comes from my years as a writer, my years as an editor, mm-hmm. my years as a journalism professor, mm-hmm. Which means an editor. So watching the same, you know, pitfalls for writers over and over and over again mm-hmm. who want to get something done, and my own. I mean, you can't really, you know, you have to know these things right. at a real level to be able you to talk do. About them. And yeah. Man, there's not a wall that I describe that I haven't run smack dab straight into mm-hmm. a wall to get over. So then at the end of each section, there's a checklist of the thing you can work on that day. Although it drips every day, you don't have to do it every day. You right. work at your own pace. Mm-hmm. Again, it had to have a structure. So that's the structure. Mm-hmm. Your access to it never expires. Mm-hmm. So you can come and go. People come back and restart yeah. all the time. They'll right. pop back onto the social media page and say, I started Unstuck in 2017 and I'm back for this project. Mm-hmm. I got way off my practice here and I'm trying to get back on. This is what I know. You'll see. I mean.
But the thing you have not so much talked about just yet is the social media page right. and the way that there's this constant conversation.
Constant.
A constant. Right. And people providing one another support.
Yes.
And, you know, and sharing their struggles and sharing what worked for them and knowing you're not alone. So you're not isolated.
And it is a space that is very specifically run. So there's no advice that's to be given. There's no, I ask people not to give people advice unless they specifically ask for it, to only share their own story. I ask people to, it's just managed. Well, it doesn't really need to be moderated because people follow the rules, but it's a very moderated social media page in that it's not people giving people advice or shaming people or anything else. So it's a really important space to feel comforted and feel like you can come and say what's going on with you and have other people say, oh yeah, I struggled with that too. Or thank you, I appreciate your honesty. So there's a place to be vulnerable and say, or to celebrate, because it's so hard sometimes with your own field. Like, I finished my book. I mean, just saying someplace is like, oh my God, I finished my book. Here's the cover. I can't believe it. I'm so excited. So there's a place to feel free to do that too. So, but what are you saying? Wait a minute for?
Well, because I think you glossed over the moderated aspect, and said nobody's going to be on there giving advice. Well, that's not at all normative in the academy.
Right.
You made that happen. You yeah. made an official policy of the program, of the social media interaction aspect of it, that nobody is allowed to come on and give advice.
Right.
And that changes the entire tenor of the interactions there.
Right.
So what are your policies? You can't give advice. Is there anything else?
That basically you can come on and share your own experience. And if you see somebody talking about you something, you can say, this is what I do.
Mm-hmm.
But here's
but no, you but should.
No, you shoulds. No. Right. Why didn't you? No mm-hmm. questions. No, none of that shit I see on social media that just undermines people's own lived experience.
Right.
Just like, listen. Mm-hmm. If you have something that resonates for you, then go ahead and offer that, but don't come in. Now, some people say, what am I supposed to do? Mm-hmm. And then people will come in and they do it. I've just really been impressed with how people do it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's not a new session that goes by that I have to sort of gently nudge somebody and say, mm-hmm. hey, you know, a little side. And I don't shame anybody.
Right.
The most important thing I want people to understand out there is that advice can be inadvertently shaming. Mm-hmm. That's why I don't, why I block it from, I don't block it. That sounds so dramatic. Why I ask people not to do that is that it is, it's, it can be inadvertently shaming. There's the ranks of people in Unstuck rank from ABD to deans. Mm-hmm. So if somebody comes in and they are a dean and they're offering advice to somebody who's ABD, that ABD can just feel like, oh, mm-hmm. oh my gosh. And, you know.
Or the ABD will not feel safe sharing.
Exactly.
Knowing that there is a dean in the mix. But right. But you have it moderated to control for status posturing.
Right. Basically. Which nobody does. But, and then the last thing is that, that in addition to giving you access to that and giving you access to webinars that I do, that are sort of regular coaching webinars, there is also within Unstuck, there's another program, that once you've gone through some amount of the program, so you know the rules, you can be involved in small groups, you can be involved in individual coaching, you can be involved in a thing called Writing in the Pandemic, where you come in and work. And so
let's talk about Writing in the Pandemic, because that's huge.
Writing in the Pandemic.
It's fantastic. It has transformed people's lives in this crisis.
Right.
And so briefly, and so that's only available to Unstuck members.
Right.
And
I don't want to bait and switch here, folks. So it is available for an additional charge to people who have been in Unstuck. So I don't want anybody to get in there and think, now you're going to charge me, mm-hmm. you know, $10 to do this, but it's not an unreasonable amount. It's just my time. But, but basically what we do is we get together a couple different times a day. It's a structured check-in. I give a little bit of coaching advice. I ask people what they're working on. If I hear something that's a little sketchy and how they're approaching it, I'll give a little bit of coaching. And then we write for 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. Then we come back and check in. We write again. We come back and check in. So we do that over and over again for the hour, a little bit longer than an hour. And it's just a place to be in community in this stuff and get stuff done. Mm-hmm. So, you know, people are incredibly productive because of that, because they get to, because here's the myth that I want to end with, because we're out of time. Here's the myth I want you to disabuse yourself of. Writing is not a solo activity. Writing is a social activity. And that's why people are struggling in the pandemic, because you don't realize how much time you spend talking about your work, engaging with your community about your work, at conferences, in the hallway, in the classroom. It is incredibly social. Those conversations walking across campus where you say, right, but you know, the other thing that you could argue about this is this. And that is an incredibly social moment. Mm-hmm. And even for many, many people, writing collectively is really good. And the Academy tells you, if you can't go in your little room by yourself and produce this, there's something wrong with you. Mm-hmm. But I'll tell you what, the people who come and hang out in Unstuck, they get a lot of shit done. Mm-hmm. And
in Writing in the Pandemic.
But also just collectively feeling like you're in a thing.
Yeah. So Unstuck is kind of a general sense of community, and then Writing in the Pandemic is a specific.
Very specific.
You're showing up with five other faces on the Zoom call.
Oh, 15.
Or 15 faces on the Zoom call and taking 15 minutes blocks to write.
And you say out loud to somebody, yeah, in the next 15 minutes, I'm going to work on this paragraph tying this to this. And you start to practice like being really precise in what you're going to work on.
Also
show up and say, yeah, I don't have my shit together at all. I'm just going to write morning pages to like figure out where I'm going. And you can have that be normalized. Like,
and
I don't
morning
know.
Pages is part of the Unstuck program because it's the longhand free writing from The Artist's Way. That your clients in Unstuck have found transformative as well.
Okay, so if you got to the end of the podcast, email me at tnl@theprofessorisin.com. That's the next level, but it's only the T, the N, the L. So tnl@theprofessorisin.com and say, hey, I listen to the podcast. I want to be in the May Unstuck. Can I have a 25% off coupon? And I'll send you the link and you can do that. If you're already in Unstuck, and I know many of you are evangelicals for Unstuck, and you are trying to get your friends to join. I know, I hear from you all the time. I've been trying to get my friends to join. Uh-huh. You can send them my email address, and I'll send them the link. It's not a secret. You know, it's not like the vaccine where you have to have some kind of backdoor way in. Just send me an email. I'll send you a coupon, and I'd love to have you join me. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
One last note here. This podcast is made possible every week by the exceptional work of our editor and producer, Stephanie Blair. If you happen to need audiovisual work, be sure you go check out baddieblair.com, baddieblai.com. www.ShannonR.com. And also, I encourage you to check out her phenomenal home decor and apparel designs, and you can check those out at chochochen.com, chochochen.com. As always, Stephanie Blair, we are grateful for your incredible talent.